Welcome to Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. In each of our programs, our intention is to bring to our listeners the best of people, places, and projects of Northern California that we think you're going to enjoy and that we think are exceptional. Today, I have in the studio three individuals, and I'm excited about the project they're going to talk about and help us to get to look forward to this extraordinary event that's happening. I have in the studio today Shannon Phillips, the Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, Travis Minnie from the City of Reading, who's the Director of Community Services, and Seth McGaha, Director of Marketing at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And we're going to talk about what? What are we going to talk about, gang?
We're here to talk about Celebrate 20 at the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah, it's exciting. So celebrating 20 means 20 years of?
Of inspiration.
Of inspiration.
That's right.
You might say it's the angle of inspiration. Pardon the pun. Yes.
Good one.
So let's talk about, maybe there's someone out there listening because they can tune in all over the world through live stream and they do not know what the Sundial Bridge is. So let's first begin with that. You want to start us off, Seth?
Sure. Well, the Sundial Bridge is a world-famous pedestrian bridge spanning across the Sacramento River in Redding, California. It's surrounded by Turtle Bay Exploration Park, which is a 300-acre campus that features a museum, a forest camp, a wildlife campus, and beautiful botanical gardens. The Sundial Bridge opened on July 4th of 2004. And there was a very large Celebrate 10 celebration on the 10th year anniversary. So we're continuing that on year 20. And we are bringing back a world famous, world class performing group called Bandaloop.
Yay. I love them. I saw them 10 years ago. They're extraordinary. And what's wonderful is that it's given to the community free. They can access this. Go and enjoy the extraordinary international dance troupe. Is that the appropriate term?
Yes.
And they go all over doing extraordinary things, dancing off of buildings, dancing off of bridges. Wow.
They are suspended from high up. They're doing acrobatic feats that really I've never seen before, a very unique group. And we just feel like it fits the Sundial Bridge, the architecture, the inspiration behind all that. It just fits it so well. And so, thanks to the McConnell Foundation and a lot of partnering agencies, we were able to bring them back and provide free performances on Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th. It's going to be very popular. A lot of people are going to come out and see it. There's four different performances. There's a morning and an evening show on both of those Fridays and Saturdays. And for all of us involved, we're very excited and looking forward to it.
You know, I went to the performances previously, but I think I'll be at all four this time because I love them so much. And of course, I have a really sacred spot, soft spot for the Sundial Bridge. You know, I want to take a moment, Shannon. You were involved in the project with the construction of the Sundial Bridge. So can you give us a brief history of how on earth did a Sundial Bridge come into being in Redding, California?
It's really Redding's good fortune that we stumbled across Santiago Calatrava, and he was able to design the Sundial Bridge for Redding. There was a community group of individuals, a small community group that the city had formed to look at finding a architect and designer for a pedestrian bridge across the Sacramento River located on the Turtle Bay campus. And literally, the committee came to an impasse. They had interviewed three designers, and they couldn't agree on one. So at the same time that was taking place, the McConnell Foundation was building our new headquarters called Lima Ranch on Shasta View Drive in Redding, California. And we were working with an architect in Seattle, and it just so happened they had association with Calatrava and his work across the globe. So our CEO, who served on the citizen committee, John Mancasola, came back to the committee and said, since we're at an impasse, what would we think about asking Mr. Calatrava if he would have interest in the pedestrian bridge? The committee was in agreement, and John offered to make a phone call. He called Zurich, Switzerland, and actually Mr. Calatrava answered the phone.
Wow.
And that began the relationship that developed, which led to the city of Reading selecting Calatrava to design the Sundial Bridge. When Mr. Calatrava visited Reading, one of the first things he noticed when he went to the site was that there was a natural sundial. And that was early on in his first trip to Reading, and that helped to set the tone for the theme and the design that we enjoy today.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
And there's some uniqueness about the design of the bridge. I don't know if you recall those uniquenesses. It's metal, and it was fabricated where? Vancouver, Washington. And what's unique about it, too, is pieces of that bridge were put together in Vancouver, Washington, to make sure they fit. And then they were shipped here by truck, barge, and this truck that went down 97 through Bend, Oregon, with a little steer thing on the back to get the spire here. So it has many unique, beautiful, extraordinary aspects to the how it got here, literally. What would you say, Shannon, was the reason the McConnell Foundation wanted a sundial bridge?
Well, Lynn, it's fortuitous that we get to share this program with you today because you were around when the Sundial Bridge was constructed and designed and constructed. And we had the good fortune of you working on the media team that put together The Angle of Inspiration, a 30-minute documentary that documents the history of the building of the bridge. What I think was appealing to the McConnell Foundation was the opportunity to do a very beautiful structure that was functional and artistic and helped us develop a place in our community that could be a landmark, a there, a place we gather and know, a household name. And one of the things that Calatrava was so effective at doing was articulating a vision for us that filled all those senses, mm-hmm. and made us believe that we were worthy of something greater than a standard traditional pedestrian bridge, and that this investment would be something that we could enjoy for many generations to come.
And I can remember, for me, the process was 7 years long, but the whole project from inception, groundbreaking, and finalization was a 10-year project. But I remember years ago having conversations with the foundation, with the staff members that would come from Calatrava's office, those working on the bridge, that the foundation had said, and I think this might have been something John had shared, part of the reason was to encourage people to see beyond. And I think that came from the influence of Calatrava, see beyond what was average, to envision something greater. And in a way, just hold that up as, let's think outside the box.
And I, at the risk of not saying something that others may disagree with who have been in Reading longer than the 35 years I've lived here, one of the reasons, one of the things that came out in this process that prior to Turtle Bay Exploration Park and the Sacramento River Trail, we sort of had a history of turning our back on the river and developing away from it. Mm-hmm. And what Turtle Bay and the River Trail and the Sundial Bridge have allowed us to do is to connect to the river again from both sides and to have that relationship with the river that previously didn't exist.
Yes. And also a connection with the campuses at Turtle Bay. You have the botanical gardens connected to the rest of the campus. So to me, it's very symbolic. All bridges, I think, connect. But to connect those pieces, there was controversy all around the construction of the bridge, but once the grand opening happened and people walked across it, suddenly it became a community center where people would take guest, family. I mean, myself, I go down there and I look up river, I look down river. I enjoy the beauty of the river. And it's just an extraordinary gift that we have to the community. And I know there was controversy around funding and thoughts about that. But the McConnell Foundation helped support and bring that to our community.
There were some early funds that were dedicated for a pedestrian bridge through the Redevelopment Agency, which no longer exists in the city of Reading, but it was a funding source that at that time. And So that's what started the conversation. Those funds were to design, to fit that budget, to develop a pedestrian bridge. When the opportunity arose to do something greater than that budget would provide, the McConnell Foundation agreed to step in and pay the balance, the difference that it would take to build a sundial by Calatrava. And the only commitment to the city of Reading, or requested at the city of Reading, was that they would try to secure any grants that were appropriate to transportation, especially for pedestrians. And the city fulfilled that obligation, and so there was no expense to the taxpayer for the gift of the sundial bridge.
Yes. And I think it's wonderful. I mean, we could have had an ordinary bridge, but that translucent glass deck had no impact upon the fish in the river. The ecological concerns that were considered, I think, were very, very important. And that relationship to land and water and wildlife, as well as to people, and that creativity of Calatrava being the architect, engineer, artist. And so that's what we're going to do, is we're going to celebrate all that. And I think it's wonderful that we do it every 10 years. I could probably do every year, actually, but maybe not. So where were you, Travis, when all this was unfolding?
Well, I was in high school when this thing was getting built, but I remember it being very important, like when I became a senior, because kids had a place to go when it was evening. Because before that, it was like you go to Walmart or In-N-Out or something. So it was like a public space for the evening. And I remember it being lit up and brilliant and just a place you can go and just be. And we didn't really have that. It was kind of like, you know, the Footloose, no dancing thing, it felt like. And then after that, it was like, oh, you can actually go somewhere. And it's okay to be there when the lights are out because you were invited there. So it was really nice to have that public space. So I remember that being very important.
Yeah, I think so too. And I've seen different groups that will assemble there, singing, yoga. I've seen people practicing ballet, weddings. And it's just an extraordinary place to be able to be and be near the water. And it's
people want to go there in the evening and just be by the water, and it cools down quite a bit and it's beautiful. And just the way everything's kind of curated and manicured there, it's just a nice place to go. And then you can just stop by on your way from the Sacramento River Trail, because really it's connecting, you know, from there all the way up to Shasta Dam. I mean, you have so many opportunities to get there, and that's just a good intersection. So it's nice. I think it's just a great asset.
Yes, I think it's a wonderful, beautiful asset to the community. And what I like, Shannon, you were talking about changing our perspective and our relationship to the river, where we really, in a way, have reverence for it. We connect to it versus turning our back on it. And that's hopefully a message that we continue to live. And as we embrace the Celebrate 20, I think it's important that people get the history and come on down and be there, have the experience of Bandaloop, and be able to see Angle of Inspiration video being shown at our beautiful Cascade Theater. We have a lot going on with Celebrate 20. So how did that come about? How did the group get together that created this association, collaboration?
Sure, I can speak on that. When the 20th anniversary was coming up, we really looked at what we did for the 10th anniversary, and that was a fantastic performance. It was 10 years ago, so there's some things that have changed since then, but the bridge remains the same, and the museum is there. Turtle Bay Museum has an exhibit, a permanent exhibit that showcases the history and the architecture. That's a great learning tool to go in the museum and learn about that. With this year, or this celebration, it was really about putting together the organizations that represent the bridge. So the bridge is owned by the city of Reading. It was paid for by McConnell, and it's maintained partially by Turtle Bay, or it's cleaned daily by Turtle Bay. And so it was only fitting for those organizations to partner. The Civic Auditorium is also on our campus, and they're very involved. They're providing a lot of the utilities for the performances, based off of the work that they do for their concerts. Mm-hmm. We also have Visit Reading and Choose Reading supporting us on this, getting our tourism aware of the event. But really, it's just like we were ready to celebrate it. We looked at the calendar and it was like, this is coming up. Let's make something really great. And it just seemed obvious to try to get Bandaloop to come back and do additional performances. So there's more performances this time. like as I mentioned, there's a morning and an evening show on Friday and Saturday. We did that because we really want everyone to be able to come and see it who wants to see the performance.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. I'm going to take a quick station break, but then we'll come back and describe Bandaloop. And if you saw them last performance, so if you're just tuning in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN, 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with three members of the group that's doing all the planning. Celebrate 20, which is a celebration of the Sundial Bridge, being here for 20 years. So we have with us today Seth Magaha, Director of Marketing, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Travis Minnie, Director of Community Services, City of Reading, Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer, the COO, McConnell Foundation. So thinking about Bandaloop, did any of you get to see them 10 years ago when they were here?
Shannon, I did. Did you? And one of the things that's been really cool, it was, to me, it was probably one of the most significant performances I've ever had the chance to witness. Yeah. And it was so graceful. It was spiritual. It was artistic. It was beautiful. And it was memorable. Obviously, today I can still remember just the feeling and the experience. But the troupe itself, which is based in the Bay Area, has kept in touch with the city of Reading during the last 10 years. And their lead person has made sure that he checks in every few years just to see how things are going in Reading and to let us know that should there be another opportunity to have some sort of a celebration, they would be interested in coming back. So when we gathered together last year and talked about, as partners, whether we were going to put on a celebration, our first choice was to see if Bandaloop was available to return. And they were so eager and so willing and so excited to be asked and said that they have looked forward to performing on the Sundial Bridge again. And they also would like our community to see some of the new things that they have developed and embraced. Their team has grown. They have some things that they think will pleasantly surprise us to show their growth in their skill set and their talent. And they love Reading. So it's a really wonderful feeling to be working with local partners to bring some talent from outside the area that has an appreciation for our community and a history with our community.
Yes. You might say connections to our community.
Yes.
Symbolic of the connections with the bridge. You know, I have had individuals that have contacted me who have students that are going to architectural school that set up meeting with me. There's probably been three different ones over the past 20 years that I'll go down and walk the bridge with them and tell the stories about the construction of the bridge that I experienced and that have been shared with others I know that were part of that process. It's just an extraordinary art piece. And so to have Bandaloop with that very artistic expression of dance, doing something extraordinary, it's not typical dance. It's just extraordinary. And it's one of the best things I've ever seen also, because I remember that last moments of the performance at the close when that woman, as she was sailing through the air and that beautiful scarf flying from her, it was just like, oh, you just wanted to pause. It was awe-inspiring. It was so beautiful. And then you have the Sundial Bridge and the river right there, too. I don't know if it gets any better than that. It was very extraordinary. So I really want the community, don't miss out. Take your time. Set aside your schedule to be there for an extraordinary experience. It doesn't matter which performance you go to. They're all four going to be extraordinary.
And free.
Yes, I mean, that's important. It's for families.
Yeah, we bring all this fun stuff in. Yeah. And that makes it even better. Like, that's a really high bar for a performance and cultural event. And we just get to go. And that's like one of my favorite parts about my job is to be able to do that kind of stuff for people for free. And it takes great partners like these groups. So that's super exciting to be able to do that for them.
And I think also it's important, we've talked a little bit about Bandaloop and that weekend, but this event's going to extend beyond just the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So for those that may be for the first time tuning in and going, well, what's happening at the Cascade Theater? You said there was going to be something special at the Cascade Theater. So Cascade Theater is a beautiful, renovated, extraordinary theater in downtown Reading. You can look it up, Cascade Theater. And just an extraordinary building, acoustics. It's just a beautiful setting in the heart of Reading. And so the angle of inspiration, the Sundial Bridge video, 30-minute video, is going to be shown on Sunday the 30th at 1:30 and 4 p.m. The admission is free. You have to go online and get tickets, but they're free tickets. And then you have captive audience to be able to sit there in the beauty of that extraordinary theater and watch all the different things that unfolded. And I can remember the premiere showing with Calatrava. He was sitting in front. Marlis Barboso was the photographer on the project. Marlis and I were sitting next to each other. And at the end of the premiere showing, he walked back and grabbed Marlis and I. And there's this scene in the video. We're actually on the overpass, the first overpass going into Mount Shasta. And then the video crew were set up, and you can see the trusses coming down Interstate 5. And he said, "That's the one. That's the video I love." So it's wonderful to be able to see that. And to think that that was a 7-year video project. And so there's lots of elements that are you get to view with that video. And it's also a wonderful thing as a gift to send to others. It can be purchased still at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park gift shop. So it's wonderful. And we get to be there and share. Have you seen it, Travis?
I have not, but I did just see a big old stack of those DVDs the other day. So.
Good, good.
Yeah, and I might swing by that showing. I think that would be great.
Yes. So,
and, you know, I'm not having been there, not having been part of it, I'm probably like much of the community now that we just take it for granted that it's there and we can go out and enjoy that thing. We don't have to think about all the hard work that went into it.
Yeah.
So I think it would be fruitful to go watch that.
Yes. One of these days, I think we'll drag out some of the old video and make a new one on all the things that people didn't get to see.
Oh, yeah.
Because video crew and I went up inside the spire. So it was like going in a submarine, but up instead of long ways. So there's just some extraordinary tidbits that people aren't aware of that I think you get to view when you see Angle of Inspiration. It'd be an extraordinary gift, especially if you have someone that likes art or someone that's in architecture or someone that just likes beauty. So that's at 1:30 and 4 p.m. on Sunday. Get your tickets in advance so you can be sure and get in. So what else is happening throughout the duration? Seth?
There's a few other events that we're working on. There's some art shows. There's a photo contest. There's a DJ on the bridge. And then it really concludes with the 4th of July celebration on the 4th of July. So that's part of this celebration. Our website, celebrate20.com, has all that information. We're adding new events. Right now, there's all that information about Bandaloop. So there's a lot of information about parking and where to go, the best times to see it. There's information about the Cascade Theater showing. And then we're working on adding some links to the 4th of July event because we know that that's very popular. The bridge opened in 2004, so the 4th of July really is the real anniversary for the Sundial Bridge.
Yes, yeah. It definitely is. And Travis Minnie, Director of Community Services for the City of Reading, what role do you play with the Freedom Festival?
So the Freedom Festival is put on by my department with
yes.
huge help from McConnell Foundation to be able to fund that. We actually have like a premier fireworks show and bring in a vendor to do that. So I've always been very prideful of our fireworks display, especially when you go, like, we put Disneyland to shame.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they can do it every night, but
yes.
we get the big one. So
yes.
That's very exciting. I've always felt very good about that. So I have Christina Massey on my team who heads that up, and I couldn't do it without her, I tell you that much. But, you know, there's just a lot that goes on there, and I think they estimate like 10,000 people come down to watch that, and that's pretty wild because it's a huge crowd down there. So we're excited to be able to have musical performance and, you know, food vendors and all that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of logistics that go into that, but we do that annually, and we're always happy to do it because that's, again, one of those things that I think the community just gets the luxury of just being able to show up to these things and have fun. And we're so happy to be able to do that for them because I think that's what makes this place worth living in, is that we get all these great cultural events and
yes.
people love that and we're happy to do it.
Family event too.
Yeah, totally.
So maybe there's someone that's not familiar with it. They're new to Reading or they're tuning in from afar. Where are people gathering for that event?
So that's all over the lawn of the Civic Auditorium, which is in the Turtle Bay, Sundial Bridge area. So it's all sort of wrapped up into this big kind of mega campus of recreational stuff. So we do a lot of our cultural events there, and the Sheraton Hotel's there. So there's just a lot of good opportunity to be able to go down there and relax. So parking's a little tough, but everyone kind of figures it out because we need to be able to get everyone in there. So there's a lot of opportunity for that, though, along Butte Street and other areas. But people walk in and they bring their little camp chairs and relax and set up for a few hours. And as soon as, I think it's about 10 o'clock, that everything gets dark and fireworks start going off, and it's all synchronized to music.
Yes.
So, and you can actually watch it from kind of all over the city, but yeah, the real magic is right down there where they shoot them off, because they literally shoot them off right behind that building, the Civic Auditorium. So you're kind of at ground zero for that, and it's, you just look straight up, and it's an amazing display.
And as a family event, is it fee based or can they?
No, it's all totally free. Totally, yeah, you free. Just walk right in. I mean, you can bring your little wagon with your kids in there, and that's what we used to do. And you know, there's food and water, and everyone can kind of hang out, and it's hot, it's Redding, but you know, we're used to it. At least you're down by the river, and hang out on the lawn of the Civic, and everyone kind of runs around and has fun and until it gets dark, and then we all kind of rush to get home. But yeah, get the kids to bed. But hopefully you can keep them entertained for that long. But it's a good time. It's, yes, a super good time.
Absolutely. And the thing to keep in mind, there's vendors for food and drinks, but you can bring your own if you're, mm-hmm, trying to cut cost.
Yeah, totally.
And you need to bring your own blanket, chairs.
Yeah. And if you can, ride your bike down there. I mean, yeah, the bridge does shut down during the performance, but you can always come from the other side. So that's always another option, is you can get across before the bridge shut down. And then, you know, whenever it opens back up, you can leave, or you can go through downtown, or you can stay out for the evening downtown.
And I'm going to say that, unlike Disneyland, if you're down there at the Civic Auditorium and you're watching the fireworks, that is closer than front row seat. You are part of the fireworks. Sometimes you can even feel the ash that comes off of them. And they're extraordinary. And I always love it, because at the end, you hear this big roar of appreciation coming from the crowd because of that beauty and the community coming together. It really is a celebration of freedom.
Yeah, and I think if you haven't gone to other 4th of July celebrations, you probably don't really know what we have, but I've, you know, I worked on the road for a long time, and I saw a lot of other cities 4th of July, and I never saw one like ours. So
yes,
it's very,
yes,
nice to be able to.
I know it rates pretty high along the West Coast. It's amongst the top five, is it?
That's what we've been told.
Yeah. So how is it the city of Redding? Do they fund the fireworks, or how's that work?
We help put it on. So really, most of our funding comes from McConnell Foundation, who sponsors that for us. So it's a pretty good price tag to bring in that vendor. And really, we couldn't do it without them. So we're very happy to have that partnership. But it's just one of those things that brings pride in our community. And then we help set up all the vendors and things like that. So we have some miscellaneous contracts that we have to do. And really, it's just a lot of staff time to organize. But like I said, we have someone great that does that. And we're happy to let her continue doing that.
Definitely. So Shannon Phillips, where you're the person that the chief operating officer of McConnell Foundation, why does the foundation fund like the fireworks?
So it's a neat story about our history. Carl and Leah McConnell, who were our founders, lived in Redding for much of the end of their lives. Mrs. McConnell loved fireworks. And in the early 90s, late 80s, she made a $10,000 donation to the city of Redding for a fireworks display. That was through her own personal resources. And from there, the foundation made a decision that we would start to help the city of Redding have a fireworks display on an annual basis. So we've been funding fireworks for the city of Redding for about 35 years now, wow, consistently, with no break in funding. And we have been told every several years, when the contract is renewed by the pyrotech firm that is selected by the city, that we are one of the best top five fireworks displays in the West Coast. And Mrs. McConnell used to say that, you know, the beauty of fireworks, it's a really easy grant to audit because it's up in smoke in 22 minutes and you know where it went. And so we've always had this appreciation as staff and family of foundation employees that this is something special that delighted her. And we really have a perfect community for a fireworks display. Our skies are very clear. Our days are long. This location of the Civic Auditorium is surrounded by bluffs all around Reading. So many people are able to enjoy the fireworks display from their own home or friends or neighbors' homes. And like Travis said, the estimation is, you know, at least 10,000 people are able to enjoy the show. And when, you know, anytime we can touch that number of people in a community the size of 100,000 is pretty significant.
Yes.
One of the things I think we have that we probably take for granted unless we travel other places is that our Civic Auditorium and the Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus, the Sheraton Hotel, one exit off I-5. When you think about visiting beautiful places that have landmarks across the world, most of them aren't that easy to get to.
Access, yeah.
And our access is very great. And the fact that the Sundial Bridge is free, parking is free, and that our community is set up to absorb that number of people coming through on a pretty regular basis now. Mm-hmm. Between the rodeo events, Garden of Lights, Glowing Wild, Cool April Nights, the fireworks. I mean, we are starting to be a community that there's so much going on here, you don't have to leave town.
Yeah, it's nice. It's beautiful. You know, too, one of the things I've always really appreciated about the McConnell Foundation is their mission. And their mission is to do what?
Help build better communities through philanthropy.
And Freedom Festival, all ages, brings community together, families, and whether you're at site down there on the lawn or whether you, 10,000, I think, is very conservative because mm-hmm. you can see it so far away. Mm-hmm. And I always find it fascinating. There'll be a plane or two that flies by too. So it's just an extraordinary way that community comes together and celebrates our freedom, celebrates our community. So I've always valued that gift by the McConnell Foundation. Thank you, Leah McConnell, for having the vision and liking fireworks. I like what you said about going up in smoke.
It could have been anything else, but it was fireworks.
Yes, so yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Could have been anything else. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I remember my son see that for the first time, and I took a picture of his face, and his face was like green because of the fireworks, but it was like bewildered.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, he wouldn't get that anywhere else but here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
And he doesn't know that. I mean, he's a little kid. He doesn't know how good he's got it.
Yes. We're here in conversation about Celebrate 20 at the Sundial Bridge. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with Seth McGaha, Director of Marketing at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, Travis Minnie, Director of Community Services, City of Reading. You know, it's interesting that we talk about the Sundial Bridge and the connections it made between the north and the south and access to the river. I think it's also important to realize that with this event that are free and open to the public, that we're inviting the community to come in and make connections with that beauty and that unique offering for community. And so I also want to highlight, you know, you talked about the website that people can go to. Seth, can you share that with us again?
Yes. So celebrate20.com. That's 20, celebrate20.com. That's where all the event information is. So the times, the parking, some of the frequently asked questions, all those are there. A lot of questions are coming up, you know, like about, you know, can we bring our pets or, you know, will food and beverages be available? All that is answered on the website, celebrate20.com. There will also be a lot of information coming out on social media. So the City of Reading's Instagram and Facebook will be posting a lot. Turtle Bay Exploration Park social media will be posting. McConnell Foundation has been, you know, communicating about it already. So there's going to be a lot of information available. We're pretty confident a lot of people are going to want to come and see this. We really want to try to make it as enjoyable as possible with parking and where to watch it from and all that stuff. So we're really spending a lot of time making sure that information is available. We're focusing on parking, on safety, on directional signage. We just want to make it really a memorable event with the fewest amount of problems. So we're really looking forward to a successful event Friday and Saturday, the two performances each day in the morning and in evenings. Families can actually come out and see the performances that week. There are going to be rehearsals. So if you're at the campus that week leading up to it, you may see some acrobats hanging from the Sundial Bridge practicing their amazing performance. The bridge will remain open during those performances to pedestrians. So that could be a good chance for people to come out and see it before the more the heavier crowds come out for the performances.
Yeah, the performances too. When they're through honing their skill for the performance, Sundial Bridge being open, Travis, can you address that? How often is it closed?
Generally, we're keeping it open much as possible. It's almost never closed for events. It'll only be closed for this event just for the safety of the people actually doing it. But, you know, even if we're doing yoga on the bridge or something, there's still maintained access through there because we know people are going to commute to work and things like that. So really, it's going to be like real maintenance or something that actually forces a closure of that bridge, or something like fireworks where yeah. we have to close that because it's sort of in the zone where the fireworks, there's like a safety zone for that. So
yes.
But generally that thing is open. I mean, it's something that you're able to use to in your daily life to get around. And that was sort of the idea, is that it's art that's functional.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I for sure, Freedom Festival, it's closed, but mm-hmm. isn't one of the things I recall, Shannon, I don't know if this is accurate or not, part of the vision was to have it always be open.
Yes.
So I think that's good. Almost, I mean, I've been down there in the winter when there's ice on it, and I'll walk on the granite because if you walk on the ice, you go skating. But there's so many fascinating things to learn about the bridge. So
we plan on having the museum open during the Freedom Festival and during the performances.
So yeah. Museum's on regular schedule.
That's right. At least for Bandaloop, it'll be open. Yes. We do, I mean, there are very few times where we close the museum. We really want it to be available. Typically, we're open during the days. You know, in the summer, we're open 7 days a week. But there are those times where we stay open late, knowing that people are going to, you know, enjoy coming in and learning about the different exhibits.
So let's talk a little bit about the museum. One of the things that I enjoy is this little place you can go and have a great cup of coffee right at the south end of the bridge. Can you tell people about that location?
Yes. So Branch House Riverfront Bistro is a indoor and outdoor restaurant that has a beautiful patio that you can see the Sundial Bridge. It's one of the best views that you can get while you're enjoying coffee. There's also burgers and salads and all sorts of food that it offers. There's also you know, Sundial Bridge merchandise and a lot of different kind of gifts in there. You know, when the museum first opened over 20 years ago, it was a restaurant originally. We converted it to a museum store and coffee bar after that for quite a long time. And then 2 years ago, we returned it to a restaurant and called it Branch House. And the cool thing about it is that all proceeds from it still go to Turtle Bay. And Turtle Bay members get a discount there, just like they get at the Mosaic Restaurant and the Sheraton. But it's a really unique bistro restaurant experience right there at the Sundial Bridge. It's open 7 days a week, and you know, it's connected to Turtle Bay Museum. It's all just part of that campus experience, and we're thrilled for people to come and enjoy it.
And, you know, I enjoy going down there when you have live music. It's not unusual that you'll have live music out there, too. So you have the bridge, you have the river, you have great food, and you have music. I don't know how much better it can get than that.
There's some moments that it just feels so amazing out there. You know, yeah. When it does get hot and it does rain in the winter, but mm-hmm. when the weather is right and when it's just such an amazing place to visit, we know that families come from all over the world. And when they do, when they visit Reading, Sundial Bridge is like on the top of a lot of people's lists.
Yes.
And I know for me, when I visited here before I moved my family here, we visited Turtle Bay campus, and it was one of the places where I just felt like confident that this was a good place to move my family from yeah. Minnesota at the time.
Wow.
But there's a lot of stories like that. I hear it all the time, where that people have a significant tie and kind of a personal ownership to that bridge and the gardens.
Yeah.
And the Sacramento River Trail, it really is a meaningful place for a lot of people, you know, not only for the agencies and partners that work on it year round, but just the people that visit. And that's where it's there for. And so I personally am really excited to be a part of this. And I'm looking forward to thousands of people coming out and seeing the bridge in a way that's, you know, very unique. Seeing those acrobats, Bandaloop hanging from the Sundial Bridge. There really is nothing else like it.
Absolutely. And, you know, if someone's not familiar with Turtle Bay Exploration Park, please get familiar with Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's extraordinary. I'm a member. I've always been a member, I think, since it opened. I can remember the groundbreaking and being out there and to see where it is today, including, you know, you talk about the Bistro, but we mentioned the Sheraton, but you also have Mosaic Restaurant right there.
Yeah.
Between the Sheraton and on over to the rest of the park. When someone goes into the main entrance of the museum, what can they expect to see? Just give us a quick overview.
Yeah, so the museum has a whole host of different exhibits. Some are permanent, some are traveling. There's art and history and science exhibits. We've had anything from Titanic to King Tut to bodies, a lot of these really famous exhibits that come through. We also have exhibits that we curate in-house that, you know, talk about Shasta County's history. Right now we have an exhibit about Shasta Dam and the construction of it as a good example. But there's an aquarium in the museum, and then there's a beautiful boardwalk that takes you through this beautiful forest that leads to a forest camp that has outdoor playgrounds for different ages. There's the amphitheater for animal shows. There's a beautiful mill building that talks about forestry and has different animal exhibits. And then there's a whole section that is a wildlife park. And we have over 80 different species of animals, you know, porcupine, a fox, a raccoon, all sorts of snakes and birds. You know, like I said, there's an aquarium full of fish with a beaver. So there's a lot of animals at Turtle Bay that people can come and see anytime on display. We also have the animal shows and programs led by our animal trainers that talk about conservation and appreciation for wildlife. And a lot of education goes into all the program that we offer. So Turtle Bay, yeah, we do offer entertainment, but we're really about conservation, really about education and connecting with our region and worldwide things too. Like I mentioned, we had King Tut, something from Egypt. You know, just we have a lot to offer. And there's so many events and programs happening now that it's hard to even list them all.
Mm-hmm.
But turtlebay.org is where we list all of the events and programs. You know, we've mentioned Redding Garden of Lights and Glowing Wild are kind of our two big garden events. And then we really see Celebrate 20 as probably our biggest event for this year. I mean, it's turned into quite the event. We're really excited for it. It's free, as we've mentioned. There is a VIP fundraiser viewing party that Turtle Bay offers as well. So there's some other options to watch the Celebrate 20 performances. But the vast majority of people coming are just going to enjoy it for free.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yep. And, you know, I think what's important or what stands out to me, too, is the animals are what Sharon Clay, the trainer, talks about as being ambassadors. There are animals that have had an experience where they're not able to be returned to the wild. So they serve as ambassadors to their species so that people can begin to understand the challenges, the significance of that particular species of animal. So to me, that is about connection, having appreciation and respect for the four-legged, the winged creatures, all the ones that are non-human, that are still very much part of our ecosystem. So I think Turtle Bay is very focused on, like you said, the connectivity, the education are very critical. And to me, makes the right setting to have a Celebrate 20 with a sundial bridge. I don't know if you recall too, Shannon, I don't know if you remember this, but they had to design the actual software to fabricate the bridge. It had never been done before. And that's kind of amazing when you think about it. And at the time, there were only 5 fabricators in the world that could undertake some project like that. And it was fascinating to me, too. They were all of German descent. And so USI in Vancouver, Washington, right along the Columbia River, was chosen to fabricate the bridge. Pretty fascinating, isn't it?
It is fascinating.
Yes. If you just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN, 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation about an extraordinary event beginning on Friday, June 28th and going through July 4th. It's called Celebrate 20 at the Sundial Bridge. It begins with an extraordinary performance by Bandaloop and ends with the Freedom Festival. Beautiful, beautiful, extraordinary fireworks for our community. Here with me in conversation about all this is Shannon Phillips, the Chief Operating Officer of McConnell Foundation, Travis Menny, the Director of Community Services, City of Reading, and Seth McGaha, Director of Marketing at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. So we have about 10 minutes left. What have we not talked about that you think is important for us to highlight from the event?
So Lynn, as I was just listening to you, I was thinking if we end where we begin, when the bridge opened on July 4th of 2004 and Santiago Calatrava was here for the opening, it was referred to as the first crossing. And words were said on the Branch House Turtle Bay Museum side of the river. And then and there were dancers and there was music. And then all of a sudden, as many people as possible could fit on the bridge, began the first crossing. And the bridge swayed. It's a suspension bridge, so it's
kind of rolled to suede,
and it rolled a bit. And you know, it's said to be able to accommodate 6,000 people at one time. We probably pushed the envelope on that first grand opening or the first crossing. But I was just thinking back as I was listening to you, the McConnell Arboretums, the botanical gardens that we know and enjoy today, were not developed at that point in time.
Yeah.
That property was hoped to be an arboretum at some point and was set aside. So that's something that our community has grown to enjoy and appreciate and has certainly expanded its use now with the Garden of Lights and Glowing Wild and the many other things that happen in the arboretum, which is a free public amenity to the Turtle Bay campus. The other thing is we had no Sheraton Hotel.
Yeah.
We had no Branch House as we know it today. Advance Reading was operating the Civic Auditorium, but the performance and capacity that they have today was not what it was at our 10-year Celebrate 10.
Yeah.
And so they have taken over the complete production. They are the partner working directly with Bandaloop to make sure that the production is seamless, the lighting is right, and everything is choreographed just as it should be. To have that level of talent and skill set right here in our own community, and they are, you know, neighbors to Turtle Bay. They work closely with Turtle Bay. Also, our efforts to revitalize downtown Reading didn't get started really in earnest until 2015, 2016. So that's even since Celebrate 10 took place.
Yeah.
And with that development downtown, we've now started to see multi-story development. So we see some of our revitalization of downtown is focusing on going up instead of out. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say that they now have views that they didn't have before with multi-story buildings,
yes,
including the new courthouse. And so there'll be some people that get to enjoy the fireworks this year from the first time from a new vantage point.
Yes.
And one of the entities that's supporting Celebrate 20, Art Hunger, located downtown on the ground floor of the IOOF Hall, which is managed by Viva Downtown. And they are going to be doing a Sundial Bridge art exhibit for the month of June. So the connection that's taking place between our city downtown, our core, and Turtle Bay and the Arboretum, the River Trail, and the, you know, the whole linkage that's happening for bike and pedestrian friendly access is really transformative. And in the midst of this, the Sundial Bridge is timeless and has not changed, mm-hmm, but what has developed around it just keeps continuing to add to the quality of life and the specialness of our area. And I remember once when Turtle Bay was under construction, my husband and I visited New York City and went to Central Park, and I stood in the middle of Central Park and I thought, 100 years from now, the 300 acres in the heart of Reading that are the Turtle Bay campus will still be there.
Yes. Isn't that extraordinary? You know, I can recall the vision for having the bridge. And if I remember accurately, Shannon, correct me on this if I'm off, it didn't originally it wasn't thought that it was going to take 10 years to create the bridge and finalize it and open it to the public. I can remember talking about the video project, and we thought in terms of maybe a year. And I ended up working on that project for 7 years. I think it's important to recognize the importance of having a vision and sticking with it. I mean, the McConnell Foundation, 10 years, partnered with the city, worked with all those government grants that were, helped facilitate that. Being able to hold that vision, whether we're holding the visions for the garden, Arboretum, or whether it's downtown Reading, I can remember Calatrava expressing appreciation for the McConnell Foundation and donating a sculpture that is at the south end of the Sundial Bridge. Because he spoke to, it's one thing to have an idea and a vision, but he said the importance is holding the vision till it's complete. And so the foundation took a leadership role in holding that vision for 10 years so that now, 20 years after the bridge is open, we all benefit from that. And I think that's what it takes for building community. So Seth McGaha, as the director of marketing at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, you mentioned photo contests. It's going to be part of all this Celebrate 20 at the Sundial Bridge. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, the Sundial Bridge is an amazing subject for photography.
Yes.
I can say that from my personal experience and just seeing so many photos on social media, if you search for it, it really is a unique thing to photograph from so many different angles, different lighting. You know, it's lit at night, so like night photography is really great with it. But one of the things that we wanted to do was get people involved who are really into photography and showcasing the beauty of this piece of architecture. And so Turtle Bay and Visit Reading and some of our other partners are working together to launch a photo contest where people can submit their favorite photo of the Sundial Bridge, either featuring people or just focusing on the architecture. And that's going to be on celebrate20.com if you go there. So an online photo contest is underway, and the winner will be announced towards the end of June. And what we're really looking for is something really unique that captures the essence of the Sundial Bridge. And we've all seen a lot of great photos of it, you know, at night or during the day, full of people or just alone, you know, focusing on the architecture. So anyone who's really into photography, whether you're a beginner or advanced, we'd love to see your photos. So go to celebrate20.com, submit your photo, and we will be announcing the winner towards the end of June. And, you know, what's really unique about the Sundial Bridge is just how photo ready it really is. Photos, videos, there are some great drone photos out there of it as well. And we're just looking forward to showcasing its beauty. And so, you know, if you look on social media, you know, hashtag Sundial Bridge, there's so many great photos of it. We want to continue that tradition. And we're looking forward to just seeing some really unique ways of capturing the bridge and the whole experience that goes with it.
I'm hoping, too, that some of the children in our community or teens that have taken photos might submit their work as well, because they have a unique vantage point. And I'd love to see those.
Yeah, I've seen paintings, I've seen Lego models, I've seen all sorts, you know, there's all sorts of things. People are inspired by it, and
yes,
they want to recreate it and give meaning to that experience. And so it's such a unique piece of architecture. If you look at Santiago Calatrava's other work, there's similarities there. There's a distinct quality, and there's just a distinct look to it. But there's no other Sundial Bridge quite like ours.
Yes.
And it's really, truly unique for our region.
And, you know, it's one of the things I appreciate about him as an artist is that that's his intention, that no two things are exactly alike. They're all unique. I think that's fabulous. I also wanted to ask you, anything else on Turtle Bay that you haven't covered, Seth, that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, well, we do have Bruised by the Bridge coming up on June 14th. It was originally started, actually, with Celebrate 10, and we've been carrying it on ever since then as a fundraiser. We're doing it again this year. It has craft beer, live music, food, fun activities. It's a 21 and older event. It's a big fundraiser for Turtle Bay, but that's June 14th from 6 to 10.
That's an annual event now.
That is an annual event, yes.
Excellent.
We've been doing it every year since then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're getting close to the end of our program, but I thought of another story I wanted to share. every year, Turtle Bay Exploration Park does a fundraiser where there are, you know, auctions, all kinds of different things are available. And I can remember that one of the years, while there was the construction of the Sundial Bridge, there was crafted, I don't know how it would be described, but Barbara Harrison bid on it and won, where she was taken in a bucket, raised up in a bucket to six spires. You know, the Sundial Bridge has the cable connectors that come down from the top. The sixth one down, she was raised in this bucket to go up there, and with a Marks-a-Lot pen, she wrote her name. And she paid as a fundraiser towards Turtle Bay Exploration Park to be able to do that. If I was her, I'd want to be able to look at it now. But she said she wasn't afraid because she's a pilot. So for her, it was no big deal. But I like that innovative way of coming up with things that people will enjoy, that inspire them, but also helps keep our museum healthy financially. So very important, I think. Okay, Seth, I'm going to ask you to give us information on how to get more information.
Celebrate20.com is the website that has all of the event information. We're adding more events as we go, but that's where all the Bandaloop information is, the Cascade Theater information, and then parking and frequently asked questions, all that can be answered at celebrate20.com. You could also call us at Turtle Bay Museum at 530-243-8850. Our staff will be happy to answer any of your questions about Celebrate 20. And then you can also look us up on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, both the City of Reading, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, McConnell Foundation, and some other agencies have been posting about it already. We're going to continue to post about it. We're going to send out a lot of information about where to park, where to be, all the fun things about Celebrate 20. We're super excited to share this with the community, offer these free performances that you can't see anywhere else. And as we celebrate, really, we're celebrating Reading, and we're celebrating the accomplishments that we've made and just what the bridge represents. And there's no better way to do that than doing it together at the Sundial Bridge with Bandaloop. It's really a phenomenal experience.
Yes, and I'm so grateful not only for the three organizations that you represent, but all the partners that help make this possible. It's really about a community effort and collaboration. So I want to thank Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer, McConnell Foundation, Travis Minnie, Director of Community Service, City of Reading, Seth McGaha, Director of Marketing, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And go on celebrate20.com, celebrate20.org, find out what's going on. Book of it is free, so why not access it as we honor and celebrate the Sundial Bridge? I want to remind us here in the studio and our listeners, we want to make this day and every day a day to enjoy exceptional living. Thank you for joining us.